Call for many meeting for October the 6th. Mr. Richard, can you make the video?
Please believe in the spirit of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Debbie, can you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Bushwa?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nisbet?
Here.
Attorney Costa?
Here.
Mayor Norman? Mayor Protem Rhodes?
Here. All right, let's see, minutes for a regular meeting from September 8th is in the package. Want to review it, if you have any changes, just let us know. First thing, Public Works Committee, Police Station Construction Update. There is, first we'll go maintenance building. According to what I talked to Joey the other day, the slab in the back, there's a corner that's not up to spec. So I think they're going to cut that slab out and replace it. But other than that, I think the maintenance building is done. Archive building, pretty much done. Police station, as you can see it, there's some panels that are missing. We had to order some new panels because they weren't measured properly. So it's a matter of getting all the panels in and installed. But as of now, we're still on pace for ribbon ceremony. And if you guys hadn't been in, it's worth it to go take a look. I walked through it the other day. It's really, really, really nice.
Is it locked up, Scott?
It should be now. But, I mean, during the day when it worked, I don't see somebody doing it. Next thing on the agenda, old police station demolition. We've had some people request reasons why we're tearing down the old police station. And I sent out an email to a few of the council members. Some people want to keep it. And we had this discussion with Mr. Holden when we first started going over the plans of the police station. And the design, the way it's designed, is for parking and drive around to get into the sally port of the new police station. So in the whole package, the demolition of the old police station is all together with the whole contract. So Mr. Holden, if you could mind coming to the mic real quick, just to answer a few questions, if anybody has any about the demolition of the police station.
Yeah, I'm Tom Holden, the architect of the project. Wayne and I discussed this briefly earlier today, and I did make a list of several, I guess, issues that would be created if you tried to keep that building in place. From the very beginning, the concept for the whole site was looked at as far as circulation, parking on the site, parking requirements, how it should circulate, what should be where. And it was a little difficult to resolve because of that high power line that goes right through the middle of the site, but we were able to spot everything very carefully so that we stayed out from under that. And the sally port has to function where you have free access or free vehicular access into the sally port and exiting back onto the street again. In order to do that, you have to swing through the parking and make a radius turn. And there's a control system of magnetic readers that open the door automatically. The doors work together with the holding cell area doors and an analog. So all of it's very well thought out, very carefully thought out, and so that it would be safe. And so safety is the most important thing about how sally port functions. The parking and the drive to the sally port actually occupy the same space on earth as the old police station. If you left the old police station in place, you would not be able to turn into the sally port. And you would also interfere with a lot of the other utilities. We've got a lot of storm drainage in that area. The electrical generator is spotted underneath what is the current footprint of that building. And of course, the power to the generator and the power that leads from the generator to the buildings was strategically located to make the best bang for the buck. I mean, we have to keep that primary cabling down to a minimum. So that's the best spot for that generator. If we had to relocate that generator, there'd be some considerable cost Our storm sewer also goes that way, and our sanitary sewer has to go that way. That work hasn't been done yet. It's actually phased until the demolition is completed, and then they'll go in and put the park, put the utilities in place, build the slab for the generator, and then finish up the rest of that work. But there are other issues about making a change order like this on this project. This is a non-governmental organization project where the state of Louisiana has contributed 3/4 of the cost, and you've contributed 1/4 of the cost. In order to achieve a change order of that magnitude, you would have to take it, and I don't know what the cost is exactly, but I would suspect that it would have to go to the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, which is about a 2-month process. Before we can take it to that point, we have to do all the re-engineering for the site civil work and the electrical work and site utilities. So that would probably take us a couple months to do that, if not 3 months, going back through the process, review, and design. So all said and done, you're looking at 4 to 5 months of delay in the completion of the project if we went down that road. The real issue is they don't like change orders like this. They don't like to go back to the Joint Legislative Budget Committee. And that's always a no-no on a project like this. Small change orders that are under $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, that happens on every project, doesn't raise an eyebrow. Anything that's over $100,000 becomes a real issue, and you're opening up a can of worms. You may not want to go down that road.
Just ballpark. If we voted to keep this thing, do all these change orders, we're talking over $100,000, right?
Well, yes, potentially, because you still have to have access. You still have to knock down the old barn, no matter what you do. There is a way that you can bring another drive in from the maintenance buildings and come through in front of the archive building and turn and get to the salad pool. But that would involve a lot more concrete. It'd have to be all re-engineered. The utilities, we don't even know what utilities we'd have to disrupt over there or relocate in order to get that in. And so we'd have to go through that whole process of reassessment in order to do that. I know it'll take more concrete, and we'll be taking up some of the stuff that we've already completed, like the limestone paving and whatnot in that area. So it's a major consideration that we prefer not to undertake. We don't think it's in your benefit. You'd lose 18 parking spaces. And parking on this site is already pretty critical, especially when you have a crowd. And with these new facilities, you're adding potentially new employees and additional parking requirements, parking needs. So I'd hate to see you lose those 18 parking spaces, because there's no way that I think to put in additional parking that's adjacent or close to the building. We only have, I think, 4 spots in front that we could squeeze in front of the building. And again, a lot of this was driven by that high-powered energy line and what we had to do to stay out from that servitude. So these buildings are really tightly configured on the site around that.
I have questions.
Well, I think you've answered a lot of questions that I've had in regards to it. But it was brought back up because a couple of citizens came to me, and it was the original town hall, and so I figured that let's at least take a look at what it would cost, and I think it's probably prohibitive at this day.
Well, it would be going backwards.
Yeah. Well, $5.
You weren't the only person.
Well,
I heard you, there may be some in the audience.
Plus the board. There may be some other things about that old building that aren't too tasteful either. I mean, as far as the condition of the building, that sort of thing, you might have to spend some money to rehab it.
Well, you got to maintain it.
Yeah, I called Fort Allen this morning, and they have a huge issue with their city hall, but it's the old one.
Was this the first police station?
It was the first building constructed to be the town hall.
It was a town hall originally, and had
that's right.
You know,
right.
And that storage room in the back, right. You can actually see the tiers.
I was in meetings in that. That's right.
But my professional opinion and my recommendation is to let it die a nice, graceful death and move forward.
It's not a classic.
Hey, thank you for coming.
Okay.
We appreciate the information and help a lot.
Thank you.
And if anybody has any other questions, please feel free to call me.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on.
I don't know, do we need to discuss whether we even need to put it on the agenda next week?
I don't think it needs to be on the agenda, because it's already...
Are we voting on it?
Yeah, we're not voting on it.
It's already voted, then we're going to get...
It's set to be...
We got a plan.
Nothing's changed.
Years in the making.
Yeah.
Money spent.
Yes, no.
Work the plan.
We can refer people to listen to the audio on the website for this explanation, because that does give us some...
Okay, next on the public works, Mr. Don had a good point he brought up the other day about sidewalks. Our culvert system, our culvert program has kind of died off, so he suggested that we get together and start maybe looking at doing sidewalks again in town. And he and I both kind of got together, so we'd be on a committee to help with the sidewalk project, if you will. Yeah, we're going to do a study. We're going to do a study on sidewalks. The first thing that came up, and he brought it up, was St. Francis Street. As far as the major streets in town that go east and west, St. Francis, East St. Francis is the only one that does not have a sidewalk. So we talked about maybe that being our first project. So it's in the committee stage and young. So if anybody has any input and would like to add...
Well, I think it's great.
Of course, you know, we have to...
Acquire servitude.
Servitude all the way down St. Francis and Woodside. So it's very new. But I think it's a good idea he came up with.
Now, what do you mean, Woodside? I thought Parish is on the other side.
No, Woodside, the street to put the sidewalk on.
Oh, okay.
St. Francis.
East, not west.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, do you put it on the north side or south?
West already got some.
Yeah. The two main drags that go east and west are all, except for East St. Francis, the only one that has sidewalk.
The sidewalk is on the north side of West St. Francis, and the state goes and put a crosswalk on the south side.
Yeah.
State.
Okay, we want to plan it in zoning. Number one, first item, discuss variance, Barry Daigle, 3010, Eileen Street, non-compliance. Build a pool house which contains a shower and tub. Barry, you want to say anything?
No, just basically what it is, this pool house, I know when I went to the planning and zoning, there was a little confusion. I think Ron had confusion there. She was labeling, I guess, closets. I wish I had a pen or whatever highlighted, but the way it is, it's the outside.
You can give your God mic like this.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I think there was confusion when she was thinking this closet, but as you can see, this is the brick area right here. That's going to be enclosed. Pool is going to be in this area here. It's coming in November. Weather permitting, it may push back to December, but again, I'm at the mercy of the pool guy in rainy season, so to speak. But this is basically a closet, but it's going to be rafts, chemicals, so forth there. This fireplace, it's not a double-sided fireplace, it's going to be single-sided, so it's an outdoor kitchen right here, a little sink, a little barbecue pit, and go in there, and basically an outdoor kitchen. I mean, you can come in, entertain, have parties, whatever the case right here. Something as small as 9x11, a little game room. I hunt, my son hunts, my stepson hunts. And the reason why I was asking that originally, I just put washing clothes here. Many hunters say you don't wash clothes in the same washing machines, I guess, as you do in your house. So I put that, and then Jody's actually the one that said, hey, why don't you put a shower or a tub there if you want it? I wasn't aware that you could. I was aware of the variance, or not to the variance, of the, I guess, the procedure, which you could not, you had ordinance. He's the one that actually geared me toward you can put a shower or at least ask for a shower slash tub. I'm not doing both, I'm doing either or. And that way, again, just come in, shower, whatever the case, grass cut, hunting, so forth.
And then you said the closet part is from outdoors.
Yeah, this is outdoors, because there's your door right here, and all this is open area. But your little beans again, and your pool is going to be in this area here. So,
and you meet all of the side and rear yard setback requirements.
Yes, sir.
It's going straight behind your house, right?
And it's going. It's actually from my patio. It's 30 feet straight back. I wish I had another drawing, and I think I had it in my notepad. Actually, not on here. So, Matt, when you step out on the back door, that's what you'll be facing, 30 feet, the pool is actually...
So the pool will be joined down your house?
Down in the house, that's exactly right. The pool will be in this area here, and then your house is set back and forth.
And it was favorable with the planning commission? The planning commission.
I think it was 4-1.
Yeah. That'll be up Monday for vote.
Any, may I ask any questions or concerns or anything like that?
When's open house?
I would say around football season, but we'll wait till next year.
All right, do you have anybody else? Next, discuss Rhonda Farrow, reappointment to planning and zoning. And to quote Joey, she doesn't have a choice.
Fine.
She's not here, no. And don't call her Monday?
Right.
That's what Joey told me, so.
I'll leave the lights off.
Follow her. And then discuss variance request, 2933 Orleans Quarters Drive, build a fence on Service Road. Do we have a map on that? This is the one that we did the blanket approval, right? Is this the same subject?
I'm getting ready to take a look.
I think so.
Yeah, I think we did that blanket approval where it doesn't have to go to planning commission.
Is this Orleans West?
It says Orleans Quarter, so.
DSLD, they build it all out.
Yeah, that's all nonetheless, it's just DSLD. Nobody's here, so I guess we'll discuss it more at the meeting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's actually, it's not, that's why I mean, I want to clarify, it's actually not in the servitude, it's just across the rear property line on the other side of the servitude. There's not going to be a fence that connects to the rear property line. It's going to go through the public drainage servitude. Makes sense, what I'm saying. It's just on the rear property line.
All the way to the west?
What side of the road?
It'll be on the, it's on the north side of the...
You know the lot number?
Yeah, 2933.
2933.
I'm not...
The lot number.
The lot number, not the...
Yeah, I don't know the lot number off the top of my hand. We put it on the address, but basically at the rear of the lot, you have, say, a 15-foot drainage servitude. The rear property line is where the fence is going to be. No fence is going to go through the servitude.
So you're going with the lot?
Just a buffer fence at the rear. So if you had to take your tractor down there and mow the servitude, you're not going to have to remove any fence or anything like that.
I got it. So now you're going across on the width of the lot?
Yeah, just the width of the lot at the rear.
Across the rear?
I'm talking lots. Yes, the rear.
Any other questions on that? And we'll vote on it Monday night. Same time, 6:30. And now, this didn't go to planning commission, right? Yeah, we had that blanket approval that we did, just not straight to us, and then we voted on it.
They didn't have to do 2 weeks, they just cut us with that.
Perfect, okay. Next, finance committee. Get the bills in your package. Have any questions, you can look over and discuss them tonight. Debbie, should we bring up that insurance premium on your finance?
Looks like it's lot number 15. It's on the south side of Orleans Quarters Drive.
Personnel committee, we have nothing. Recreation committee, unless somebody has something. Police committee. Discuss purchase, replacement of police shotguns, and discuss purchasing standalone cameras. Mr. Ritchie?
I'll give you some guidance on this. I don't know if the purchasing cutoffs off or bid or whatever. I can tell you on the shotguns, we're getting rid of like, Debbie helped me, I think it's 12 shotguns that we had in inventory that were like, and it was, you couldn't pull one shotgun that was the same as the next one. They had modifications done to them by officers, modifications done probably when they were ordered, some done at somebody's house probably. You had some Ithaca shotguns that were so old that you held a trigger back and pumped it every time it would go off. I mean, just, there's no rhyme or reason to what we had. So I think we expect to get a pretty decent price on them because they weren't in bad shape. They just were like, if there was 12 of them, none of them matched. I mean, it's crazy. So we surplus those, and they'll go for the sale in November. And we want to replace, we're not going to replace all of them, we just need eight. These are base model, base police model, which the only difference in an 870 Express at Walmart for $380 than this Remington 870 police model, which is an extra 100, is the parkerized finish. So it's...
$10,000 is the...
$10,000, yeah. Okay, good. So, you know, if you went to Walmart and bought it and left it in your closet in the rust, I can promise you, this helps with the finish on it, is the only difference. This is actually a state contract, so we wouldn't have to bid it anyway, either way, because it's Barney's Police Supply is the holder of the state contract for the Remington shotgun. It's going to take 90 to 120 days to get them in. I thought it would be quicker. They just told me that this will take a little while. So, anyway, they are $478.73 each. $3,829.84, and that is the state contract price. So the same as the vehicles, that's the rock bottom they can get it for. Standalone cameras for the officers.
Can I stop real quick?
Yeah.
On the shotguns, budget-wise, we got budget?
We did not budget for those items. All I can say in defense of that was I didn't know that we needed shotguns until we got in, did the inventory, looked down. It doesn't matter. I think the price that we're going to get for the stuff that we're surplus and shotgun wise will probably be close. I mean, I know it still doesn't matter. It doesn't put it back in the budget without having adjustments. So if there's any saving this, the fact that we just, I don't think we're going to incur a whole bunch of costs on top of what we're getting rid of. We had quite a few. I mean, we had a lot of time.
Yeah, we still may have to make the adjustments to fit.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt we're here. And I'm saying that, I mean, I'll look and see if we, you know, we also didn't budget for the lights on top of the unit.
Right.
But so anyway, at some point, we're going to need a budget jump for it. Yeah, I mean, if y'all want to get them now, I'd just rather put them back in the eye.
Yeah.
You don't know how things are going to happen. But if you think we need them, I think you need a long gun, other than a sidearm. And, I don't want to put M16s in people's hands at this point. You know, they had some of that too, so. It was nothing matched. I mean, everything was, you know, we did with the Glocks. We got the same gun all across the board. Everything matches. One officer gets in a bad situation, grabs another one gun. We got the same thing he's carrying. Have to worry about modifications. Same thing with the shotgun. You grab, I mean, I showed Joey Wayne a couple people that was here the other day. You know, take this shotgun and look at it for a few minutes and play with it, and then take this one, and you, it's totally different, isn't it? Anyway, so yeah, I think they need, you know, to have that long gun available. So, anyway, we'll talk about cameras?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I know we don't have a bid issue, but Taser is who, the system they have, I think they're probably going to be maybe even a sole source on that, because they have the only camera that I've looked at that backs up 30 seconds once the record button's hit. So that what happens is it actually, they call it buffering, but for lack of a better term, it's like having your recorder on all the time. And when you hit the record button, it actually marks that place and goes back 30 seconds. So, you know, it's recording constantly. And you're marking where you want it to permanently record. So that back to the thing about the 30 second deal is, you know, if you, it's kind of like in a car, it's not the same thing on your units. Take $5,000, that's a problem to put a system in the car, which we would like to do at some point, obviously not now. But the issue with the backing up, you know, when you activate it in a car, it's usually activated by lights. Or you have an officer who says, oh yeah, well he hit the yellow line. Well, of course, what's the other guy can say, I didn't hit the yellow line. Well, it backed up 30 seconds, does the same thing in the car. You can actually set it how far you want it to back up. So when you hit it, you know, and Billy Bob says, I wasn't driving all over the place, drunk, went all over the yellow line. Well, it just recorded. So the officer's initiating when he wants to make the stop, but it's actually backing up to what the officer saw, is what you hope he gets. So in the car, you know, the car would be the best deal. The reason I like the standalone on the officer in conjunction with the car is it gives you a lot more of contact with the community. It gives you, you know, when a guy goes in the house and interviews, you know, that he pay attention to what you're saying and not pay attention to writing it down, just write down the recording. And he can do both and have backup. So, I mean, I really like cameras. I always have liked cameras. I think some of us have carried tape recorders in our pockets over the years to do the same thing the camera's doing. It's not the same thing. It's not mandated by us. It's not, you know, something that we can make them do. My plan is to have a policy, I know it's only good for the room before, to, if you don't activate the camera, and I'll contact the public, we'll go through a grace period, fucking out or whatever, that's not going to be acceptable so long. You guys recommend disciplinary action termination, if it takes that to get it to work. When it came in, I think we had an issue with, we couldn't get officers to turn in gas receipts, to be reconciled with the bill that would come in. So we put a memo out saying, if you don't turn it in, you're paying for it out of pocket, and it didn't happen anymore. So, that would be my goal. The cameras are $399 each. Taser makes, I like to say, it's kind of like Raising Cane's, Taser didn't make a lot of things, they make tasers, they make two cameras, which one is this one, and one is worn on eyeglasses. Problem is, if you don't wear glasses, then you gotta wear the Oakleys that they sell with it, I just think that, and it's about $200 more. But I like this system, I think it's, from everything we've looked at, there's a couple systems out there, but this one seems to be the easiest, it's actually the cheapest. Like I say, it's like Raising Cane's, if you want chicken fingers, you go to Raising Cane's, they don't do anything else, but they do chicken fingers. Now, Taser seems to do a couple products really well. I talked to some other agencies that has it, Addis has had it since March, they like it, they haven't had any issues. There's some other, Joey asked me about, checking with peripheral things you'd have to have, I think y'all had some issues in the past, but having to come back and buy certain hardware, software, whatever, updates, there is no such thing. You can buy, and there's something, maybe to look at later, Baton Rouge, and you got 300 officers, 900 officers, you may need it, but there's a system that you can, it's like a battery charging docking station, and you can walk in and put your camera in it, and it uploads everything to the program that's on your computer system. You don't have to tell it what to do, and it charges it and uploads all the video. We don't need that. We've got 8 guys, one at a time working, they can come in and do just like you do your camera, your personal camera. Go in and plug it in and download it. So that's not necessary, it's not required, it is an extra cost, and they assure me that just these things are standalone. I'm trying to get 8. We don't have, my thought behind that was it gives us some spares to rotate out if we have to. Without putting us in the mind, we don't have to have 8, we all want by 8, not budgeted.
The 2 quotes that you got, were that the same kind of cameras, or were they different?
No, the other camera system does not back 30 seconds, and the other camera system is, it was from Barney's, the quote. The other camera, I'm trying to think of what it does different. It's not, I think the battery.
The one that you want, Tom, do we need to get 3?
No, because it's under $10,000.
Anything up 10?
Yeah, it's they're $399 each, and kind of like the shotguns. They're about $600 cheaper than the shotguns. They're $32, $36, $69. So $3,000 more, basically. Covered everything. I said in the paper, I think we can't afford not to afford it. I don't think it's a money issue.
I think it's an application issue.
Making sure that, that we go in and download and make sure that we tag everything for, don't tag the ones you want, download them all. And just going to take a, imagine it takes a couple months to get everybody used to press the button. And we had a complaint last week, and they said somebody cursed her out, and the officer had an explanation that it was actually the fault. And he didn't curse her out, but he upset about something anyway, but it would have been real simple. Bring me the tape, let's look at it.
I think it protects everybody, so.
Well, when we had a canine here, I ran video in my unit here. I wouldn't trade for anything in the world.
Your other quote was $710.
Yeah, the other one was 710 feet, and it's not, I don't think it was what we were looking for.
Richard, the officer walks on scene and presses the recall.
He will do it before he gets there. Well, if he knows he's going to call, just pick any case.
What stopped the officer from going to scene? Not prison recall.
Getting fired.
Prison recall.
It's real simple. The chief holding his feet to the fire and say, we're not going to, it's the officer, you get the complaints on all the time, you know what's going on, you know who they are. You know who forgot, who did, And my thought would be, I won't be here to do it maybe, but my thought would be that in the future that we, maybe the next budget, talk about coupling these body worn with the unit mounted systems, which that would give you what Joey likes for, the actual traffic violation. Now, I'll tell you, if you're wearing this camera system and you know how to use it, and you, you know, basically, I call it playing for the jury, but, you know, use it to your advantage. Yeah, I'll deal with a guy saying, look, I stopped you. So, and, you know, get the guy to admit to you what he was doing, because he's probably going to do that. So that's the next best thing to having it on camera, is if I have it on camera, him admitting to it. So, you know, that's, I just think you get your better bang for your buck with the body worn, especially considering we didn't have it budgeted. Paul and I talked about it when we came in, and, you know, again, as the paper said, there were a lot of other things that became more pressing than this, so it kind of took a back seat. Kind of promised I would try to get this done. Just more account. It's not just to catch an officer doing something wrong. It's got a whole lot of application. I mean,
we're both
evidence.
Right.
You can go to taser.com and pull up that. There's a video that, you know, a really good video that shows you just how you can use it for evidence gathering, how you can use it. I mean, it's just a no. It's just a no brainer in my mind.
The sheriff department has them too?
No. No, and you know, again, a lot more officers, but I'll tell you what he's looking at. After he saw the 9-2, whoever did a story on it, I'll tell you what he's interested in. He's you know, unlike Baton Rouge, and I'm not talking for him, but I mean, you got 900 officers over there. How do you, that's going to be a night difference. I just think legislatively, you're going to see it. Again, Ferguson happened after we talked about doing this, but I just think it's going to, whether on a federal level or state level, I think you're going to start seeing some movement on you know, some kind of requirement. It's just crazy not to, you know, I don't want to speak for the Navy SEALs, but Navy SEALs, you know, special operators, nobody goes out and does anything more without video. It just doesn't happen. I mean, it's archaic not to have. And it's like having an extra officer there. Anyway.
Any other questions? All right, that's it. Police committee. Next, governmental affairs, discuss support for tax millage renewals. I think there's three, is that right, Fish?
Yes.
Recreation, library, and drainage.
That's right. And just give you a couple quick points on these three. All three of these are renewals. They're not new taxes. The library is proposition number one. It's a 4.1 mil. Renewal tax, and it should generate roughly $1.5 million for the library. Proposition number two is the drainage. That's the largest one. That's 7.2 mils. That will generate 2.646 million. And the third one, the last one, is proposition number three, which is the recreational facilities. That is a 5 mil tax. Generates roughly $1.8 million on our current tax base. So certainly the parish asks for your support, and we'd like to try to continue to do good things for our parish. So I'd be happy to try to answer any questions. I do have some examples about how much it would be. I got all of y'all, so I can tell you, every one of you, how much you would be. So if anybody's got a question, I'd be happy to try to answer it. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we need to support that. We do a little resolution. Vote on Monday night. And I mean, you can look at the parks, the drainage, library, and see where money both things. I was at the park this week. Next, discuss trick-or-treat time, 5:30, 7:30. That's on Friday night.
With the parish.
Fish.
5:30, 7:30. We're going to make a stand with the parish.
Follow the parish.
Your mayor was there trying to get it canceled.
Yeah,
I made the point.
We probably coupled down at Christmas.
I made the point.
He
tried to
schedule it too. He comes back in time.
Yeah, make him schedule it again.
Well, and maybe all this way it just happens in his yard.
Mayor's report, I don't have a whole lot. Joey didn't have a whole lot. We do have one house that was on the derelict buildings list, and the owner would not let us in, said it was a violation of our privacy, but since then, work's starting to happen.
So some paint.
Yeah, they got paint here. So paint's going on, and so that's a good thing. Next, remarks of personal privilege. Sure, come on.
Lucille Blanchett LeBove, 914 Blanchett Street. This past Tuesday, I had two vehicles removed from our property. Yes, I did receive a letter from you. I also received a visit from one of the police officers from Brule, just prior to the letter. At no point in time did I ever refuse to comply. In fact, that police officer a number of times passed and saw me working to get, well, I was working on the truck then. I was absolutely devastated to come home and find both of my vehicles missing. I would like to know from you people, did you have a court order to be able to come onto my property? Again, this is about the fifth or the sixth time in recent years that I know you came on my property. So did you have a court order?
Is that required? The order is required. Take a look at section 22.20 of the current ordinance, and it's the same as before it was amended earlier this year. If someone, and it's section B, it's the bottom of page 22-8, and going on to the top of page 22-9, where the owner receives a letter by certified mail, it is very clear that they have 5 days within which to request a hearing. That is the thing that puts the stop to any other action taking place. And then if someone does that, then a hearing would take place before this council, and then there would be a council resolution required for the vehicles to be removed. If no response is received, if no hearing is requested, then the town is within its rights by ordinance, without a court order being required, to remove the vehicles. In other words, it's a tacit admission that you're not contesting that the vehicles are junk or abandoned. And so, that's what the ordinance says.
I read your ordinance. I hope the people of Brule read it. Every single piece of it. Some of it might be beneficial, some of it is baloney. Now, I'm going to say that in your ordinance, in section 22.2, if you go to the third part of the sentence, it's talking about all persons shall be required to remove and obey, blah, 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 blah. And every person who shall refuse to do so, I didn't refuse to do so. I had a police officer, a very nice one, who came to me and explained the town views this as abandoned. And by the way, yes, I guess you could say they're abandoned, although they weren't wrecked or dismantled or anything else, because I had finally removed the license plates. Some years ago, you guys, maybe not all of you guys, but some of you, told me that I had to abandon vehicles. Folks, abandoned vehicles do not have license plates, nor do they have liability insurance. Although that liability insurance stated that I wasn't driving them, I did have liability insurance. It's quite cheap. That time, I probably would have refused and I would have resisted. But in fact, and I don't know whether to mention the police officer's name, I don't know if he was sent or if this was.
You said he was nice, so I figured I'd shut up while I was ahead. I wasn't nice. And the reason I wanted to ask you, when was that? Because the police officers are no longer involved with the vehicle process.
That might have been possibly 1 week, no more than 2 weeks before I received it.
Before you received the letter?
The letter. The certain letters, both of them.
We're not involved at all.
Not anymore.
Well,
assuming it's Ned, I mean, that's probably not.
It was. And if he were here, he would be able to tell you, at no time did I say, I'm not doing it. I said, I will do it. I am a widow. It is not easy to get everything done. I began immediately working to get the truck ready to go. Now, we'll get to the second point. you didn't have a court order, and Tommy, I don't care what you say, I think that they do require, this is like you guys writing the rules. In fact, as I read this, and I read the part where you're declaring that you have immunity from liability, oh, really? I think each of us citizens should write our own personal ordinance, and then we could, if we were silly as you, we could believe that we would have immunity from any liability. Come on, folks. Yeah.
I don't think we're silly. I'm sorry. I've listened to you, but I don't think we're silly. I don't think I'm a silly person. I don't think any of these people are silly. I don't think Tom Acosta is silly. And he advises us on this, Lucina.
I can act silly was really the charitable thing.
Well, whatever.
Because I've listened to you guys.
What you really feel,
For true. Okay.
Let us have it if you hear the screen.
You got it. You got it. You people are kangaroo court. And you got a leader. He's missing. He's Captain Kangaroo. And his name's Joey, too.
Well, did you respond to Captain Kangaroo within 5 days of receiving that letter?
No. I read it.
What you said?
Oh, I know.
So if you
but you're so full of power, Mr. Shane Andre.
He's not sending anybody to get caught. If you just respond to him, well, as a rule,
actually,
what's anybody to get caught?
I spoke with him on Tuesday. I was rather irate. I didn't curse, though. I read as far as it said you have 5 days. And I went, oh, that's 2.5 days per vehicle. I didn't make it. Now, let's go over one other thing. You came on my property without my, and it is private property. You did not have a court order. Furthermore, you removed my Jeep that had possessions in it. You removed my Jeep. So, according to your ordinance, you're the law, and you have the right to remove the vehicles that are nuisances. What about the things that belong to me? Such as a slide projector. There were things in my Jeep that I was using for storage at that time. But you took that too. Who in the heck do y'all think you are? And another thing, should have said it first. I'm a widow. I got the letters. This is a small town. And I assume that word got around pretty quickly. It used to. But do you believe that Brule has become such a metropolis that none of you Kangas have in over 7 years' time learned that my husband Everett died 7 years ago? And you send a letter to my husband who can't receive mail anymore? That's rather insensitive, don't you think? I maintain that I did not refuse. And your sense of power is very scary because the power that you have doesn't belong to you. It was given to us by God and the people who voted you in. I can't believe I will admit that I did not read the letter in its entirety. I read the bold print. It says you have 5 days. I can tell you I did the best I could. Would not maybe a phone call to say someone will be on your property tomorrow to pick up unless you come to us? It's really high-handed of you guys to do this. And then, in your ordinance, you charge me to pay for your ability to steal my property. I guess I'd be shocked if you don't have a fine to go with it for yourselves. I am so irate with you guys. I truly am. I'm irate. It's going to cost me, Mr. Costa, I want to see if this is true. While I was at Brule Wrecker, I believe that you actually called her. But at some point in time when you spoke with them,
You were no longer there when I called her.
Okay, that's immaterial then. We're going to talk about this. Did you tell her, yes, Mrs. LeBove can go ahead and bring them back to her property, but we can go back and get them again?
Well, I did tell her that if the nuisance was not abated, that the process would start all over again, but that's going to be, you know, up to the mayor as to whether he wants to start that all over. But yes, I did tell her that.
I hope you never have to represent us in any higher position than you do.
That's just a statement of fact. That wasn't, I don't make the decision. Matter of fact, I did not get involved. Your going to Brule Rec was the first that I knew that any vehicle was taken off of your property. I knew that there were some junk vehicles that I had no knowledge ahead of time as to whose property they were being removed from, because I'm not in the administrative part of it. I was informed that the letters were received, the dates that they were received, and the fact that no hearing had been requested. And I was asked an opinion about that, and I read it for them. And I had no idea whose they were or anything else.
Now you know.
So there was, I understand, but none of what I've done is in any way, shape, or form. I've rendered a legal opinion to my client, which is a town of Brule.
This may not leave your frustration, but Harry came in because we have an ordinance on the book about a bathroom and multiple family dwelling. Everything that goes on here is based on our ordinances. When people need variances, it's based on ordinances passed by council in public hearing. People had their input to change the ordinance how they need to change it. That ordinance has been on the books, and Joey enforced the ordinance. So, you know, the comment about we have this power, the power is in the ordinance, and we just pass them and they get enforced. So, you know, for us to say we're out repoing cars all over the town with no right is just not correct. So we have to live within that book of ordinances.
So, are you proud of your nuisance ordinances? Are you proud of it?
Because we are trying to do what's in the best interest of citizens. This started because a group of citizens came to the mayor and the council concerned about unsightly nuisances. And I do think, Lucille, that you received a letter either six or seven years ago about one of those vehicles being in the yard that should be removed or not.
I probably had three at the time, and all of them were. No. Is this about the aesthetic beauty?
Concerns, citizens. You have concerns, other people. We have someone there. We have 5 minutes.
Back when we started the committee, some members in this room were on the committee. It was called the Brule Cleanup Committee because the nuisance ordinance was not followed. So we had the committee members that would go around the city limits of Brule, and I think Ms. Lucille, your property was one way back in 2007 or 2009. I cannot remember when we started it. And then we worked with the police department then. We actually stepped down because the council, the mayor took it over, and the police department took it over with the council and the mayor. So we were no longer, we didn't have to do this anymore. But I think back then, your property was on that list. But I have to say that since we started that committee back in 2007, 2009, I was at a parish council meeting when it was addressed to the mayor. We're so glad that you started this committee and your town looks so nice. How can we do what you do? This is how the West Baton Rouge Parish Beautiful, what is the name of it?
Keep West Baton Rouge Parish Beautiful.
That's how that started. Then you see all these little municipalities that's doing the same thing. I just read in the paper. In fact, I called Zachary to get how they started their cleanup committee. back years then. Then I just read in the paper just a few weeks ago how another town, a municipality, is doing the same thing. So it's not only rural, it's everywhere.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I know I'm still ahead, but I'll try.
Thank you, ma'am.
Can I try to help you get, can I skew it through the record and see if we can get you the belongings back? I don't know what you, but anyway.
I can explain that, but I'm kind of.
Did you get your belongings back?
No, not yet. There is legalities involved. I have not done probate.
Try to get with Bruce.
I would be happy to work. I've never not wanted to work with anybody.
What I'm saying is, if I know you're happy with the police, I won't make you mad.
I'm very happy with the police.
I'll go through the record and try to see if I get the projected just stuff.
Yeah, what we're waiting on now.
That might be out of.
These vehicles belong not to one person, but to six of us, the five children. In order to get it back, I need a death certificate. Evidently, I used them. So I have, no, the death certificate should have been in today. But I'm paying, you know. So, am I to understand, I am going to pay Brule Record for you coming and stealing my property? Yes?
That's where you see it. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. I figured as much, I really did. You didn't tell me, are you proud of your ordinance, Scott?
I'm proud of the ordinance. It works like it's supposed to work.
Mr. Terry?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Shane?
Feel good about everything you do.
Mr. Don? Okay. And we will have to remember that when you run for office again. One other little thing.
Ma'am, your time's up.
If my transmission, those vehicles did run. If my transmissions were damaged because of that, that would be your fault.
Okay. Thank you. Any other remarks?
Thank you.
We had the state conference, People Museum Beautiful, this past week in Baton Rouge. And Mary Delpas, who is our executive director, received the Outstanding Affiliate Director Award as the Outstanding Director of the whole state. Mary's done a good job of addressing litter abatement, recycling, and beautification throughout the town. So I think we should be proud of her.
Where do you go, Ms. Mayor?
And that was Keep West Baton Rouge Beautiful?
Anybody else? All right, next we have announcements. Landmark and Heritage Meeting, October 20th at 6:30. Don't forget our auction, November 1st, for our surplus police department supplies and maintenance supplies. So we have the maintenance barn. Hopefully a new maintenance barn, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll be able to do the auction in there, even though I have that cement area.
That list is going to be published?
I think it's out there.
Yeah, we have it.
I didn't see it in the West. I'm talking about in West.
No, they don't have the paper to put it in.
I don't know, Tom, can we publish?
Because nobody's teasing you.
Or do?
The auction.
The auctioneer does? Okay.
Even if we don't put a list of everything, we could put on the highlight set.
You want to call them and ask them if they're going to.
Yeah, let's do that. Hey, Debbie, even if they don't want to do the whole list, just the high things, you know, the trailer and the guns or whatever, just the.
Did he publish it?
Well, let's tell them we want to publish it, because I think that. That's fine. I mean, that'll stimulate a little bit. November 4th, we have the election, which Fish talked about this afternoon. Louisiana Urgent Care is sponsoring a health fair Saturday, November 8th from 8 to 12. And Veterans Day reception, November 11th at 12 p.m. All right, with that, have a motion adjourned.
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Neese. All in favor?
Did you just get somebody to have it with us?